Welcome. Let's start lying down. We'll begin on our back, letting yourself get comfortable on your mat and really making this time for yourself to reconnect, to open up to the landscape of your body. So, deliberately letting your attention fall backwards or inwards towards the sensations of your body. You can start in a position that feels right for you, whether it's a classical position like Shavasana, arms and legs long and rested, or your own particular space, but allowing the head and the neck and the spine to be comfortably straight lying down. Making sure you're warm and making sure you've got some time that you can actually dedicate to this practice. Turning off anything that would disrupt the practice as well. Focus on what's in your attention now. Bring a little bit of attention to what's on your mind and how you're feeling as you embark on this practice. Watching things come up and change, catch your attention. On the outside of the body and on the inside. Registering your thoughts and feelings and sensations, how much energy you've got, what's it feel like to be in your body, what parts of your body that are showing up, the pulsings, the throbbing, the tension, the weight. Making a little bit of a time to feel the feedback that's presenting itself already. Deliberately pausing and tuning in. Taking some moments to feel your breathing now, allowing your attention to open to this breath in this moment, with these sounds, with this body, with this mind, with this heart, being present. Moment to moment, breathing in, aware of breathing in, breathing out, aware of breathing out. If you can, soften your belly, deliberately feel any tension in your belly, and if you can soften your belly, let it soften. And tune into the in-breath coming in. And the out breath going out. Let's start with the arms out wide, out in a cross position. Slide the arms out. The arms are on the ground, but out to the sides in a cross position. And bring your attention to the right arm. So start with the right arm as a focus. Can you just lift that right arm off the ground and feel the effort of lifting that arm? And just quite gently flow the arm up towards the ceiling, but it really in touch with the sensations of moving that arm. When it goes up, stop somewhere and then gradually or slowly lower the arm back towards the ground. And really be present to all the sensations, the subtle and the deeper sensations. And when that right arm touches the ground, let it go, let it stop. Relax it and swap sides. Feel the sensations of the left arm, lifting the arm up. When it does go up, being inside the sensations and flowing it up to the ceiling or a little bit across over towards that right side if you can. Just exploring, moving one arm through the air up towards the ceiling or over to the other side. Each time that you feel that ground, land the ground to support the arm when it comes down and changing. And noticing the different sensations in the shoulder and neck, arm muscles. If it feels right, roll your head as the arm moves. Not doing big movements, we're just feeling one arm moving and breathing. And then when the arm comes back down, or in any moment, change to activate both arms and bring both hands up and behind your head. So, taking some moments now to move both hands up and around underneath your head. So, lift your head up to support your hands, hands underneath the head, and the elbows can come a little bit closer perhaps, but the hands behind the back of the head. Lift your head up using those hands and arm muscles and the muscles in your body to lift your head up. Flow or lift it a little way or a long way. Again, let it come back down and repeat the movement. Moving, when you're moving, being present, tucking the chin in perhaps, curling, rolling the face, so you're looking down the body. And if you can, being aware of your breathing as you move your body. Each time you arrive on the ground, you might allow the elbows once more to soften or relax, to not hold the elbows in shape, but to let the arms go. And when you go up, feeling all the sensations of fingers and wrists and forearms and shoulders and neck and chest and body, moving in a way that you're present for yourself moving. You're alive to your movement. You're doing the movement, you're controlling the movement, and offering a little bit of letting go when you come down, letting the body do what it does when you're not lifting. So, being present to the transition of the top of the movement up, where you stop, and why you stop there. Just being interested in your body. You could, if it felt right, breathe out as you're doing the uplift. And breathe in as you come down so you can bring a bit of coordination of going up and down. And if you prefer, as you come up the next time, you can point the face or the elbows a little bit more towards one leg or one side, so coming off the center line. Always lower back into the middle, so always come back down to the center. And when you come up, choose to, if you want to, just lifting centrally or twisting a little bit to the other side. So I don't know how it feels for you. You're exploring, you're lifting the head up and down with both hands, or if you need to modify the movement, use one arm, or to leave out lifting the head, feeling free to listen to your body and ignore the instructions if that's more useful than doing them. If you can, try holding the head up when you're up the next time. If it's an option you'd like to try, lifting the head up and pausing up there. You can continue to go up and down, of course, but if it's okay, stay up, pause up, be there to the sensations of weight and effort, and slow down your breathing if you can, feeling the sensations of pressure in the throat. Arms and face, and just noting if anything doesn't need to be so tense. Is it possible to soften the face or not? Remembering to take some deeper breaths when you can. Bring everything again back down to a softer place. Allow your head to come back down onto the ground. Take the hands out from underneath when you arrive there. Slide the arms out into that cross position once more. Or a little lower or a little higher, but hands out from behind the head. Bring your attention down to the feet and bring your feet up to semi-supine. So bend the knees, have your feet flat on the ground. Remembering the arms are out to the sides and coming into semi-supine, bending the knees, feet flat. Now bring the feet to each other, so come into the butterfly pose. So connect the soles of the feet to each other, so then both knees go out to the sides. Think of a book open, feet together, but the knees open out wide. Notice again where you are and how your body's handling the space. use semi-supine if this butterfly position doesn't feel right. And bring a little bit of awareness to the sensations of tension and how you're navigating that tension. If it's right to stay there, great, and if it isn't, come out. Now bring a bit more awareness to that right knee and move the right knee deliberately up and over and towards the left knee. It won't touch and it doesn't need to, just take it over. Naturally you stop and then reverse out of it, move the right knee back gently. And if you can go slowly, move the knee back to its own right side until it just naturally stops. And when it does stop, let go of that side and then move the left knee. So one knee moving over towards the other knee and down and then back again. So you're twisting, one knee rolling over to the other side and the lower back gets a twist, and you pour some weight onto one buttock as the opposite hip and waist get a stretch, and back again. Perhaps speeding up a little bit if you want to, or keeping it at quite a nice consistent pace if that feels right. As the knees come together at that side, you could roll the head the opposite way. So when both knees go over to the right side, exploring if it's right to turn your head a little over to the left. And when you just so happen to find the knees over to the left side, gently rolling the head over to the right, rolling the head the opposite way to the knees, loosening up the back, feeling into the sides, bringing a leisurely approach to your practice, enjoying the movement if you can. When you again take some moments from wherever you happen to be in your posture or in your movement, would you return to that middle place, coming back into the soles of the feet, back into the center, both knees out to the sides, or using semi-supine, but back into the starting position, whatever starting position you chose, whether it's the butterfly position or semi-supine. Bringing both hands behind the head again now, sliding the hands underneath, interlacing the fingers, or resting one hand on top of each other, and then the head on top. If you can, deliberately pull the belly in. Pull the belly in and lift the head up again using the arms. Lift the head away and lower back down, of course. Lifting the head up and down. If your lower back is okay, as you lift your head up, lift the feet up as well. So if you're in the butterfly position, feet stay together, but you lift the feet up and the head up at the same time and both back down. So if you can, lifting both ends of the body, lifting the head and both feet, lifting the knees, lifting up, working the lower back and lowering down. If you know your lower back's a bit tender or awkward, leaving out lifting the feet. So you're responsible, you're alive, and you're awake to yourself as you practice along. Not following blindly, but it's just testing things out and letting your body decide what's useful for you today, so that you feel good in your practice and you continue to do your practice. Keep lifting and lowering in a controlled way, feeling the shaking and moving. If it's easy, pausing up there, lifting up and staying up in the top of the position, so in the place of working. Even pushing the feet into each other if you're up and in the butterfly position. Again, let the effort making subside. Let the ground once more become friendly to your body. Let things come all the way down to your body. Doesn't have to lift anything or breathe in a certain way. Let things down now. If you're already down, what's it feel like to be on the ground? What sensations are catching your attention? Not making the body do anything, but offering your attention to the doing that's already happening. Cultivate a quality of letting be, open to the environment. Slide the legs long now. Let both legs go down to the end of the mat or use semi-supine. So if you're happy to, if the back says fine, legs long. Otherwise, semi-supine, knees bent and feet flat. Head in the middle. Float or lift both arms up to the sky. Lift the arms up so if your eyes are open, you're looking at them. If you know the practice well, or if you're comfortable, it's great to have the eyes closed through the practice. So you're listening, you're utilizing the sounds of my voice and conserving energy by having the eyes closed, if that's useful, or the eyes open. So both arms floating up to the ceiling and letting them hang there. I'm going to stretch into that lower back a little bit more now. Bend the left knee, please. Flow that, move that left knee up over you. Let both hands meet that left knee. And gently, if it's okay, pulling the knee, just gradually, gently in a little bit so you feel the thigh and the pelvis and the buttock and the back moving into a bit of pressure, arms working for you. Release the holding of the knee. And let that leg, that left leg, go down. And once more, float the arms up towards the ceiling. Or if the shoulders are fine, take the arms a bit further up and over you. So stretch the shoulders a bit more. And then change the knees over. So begin to move that right knee up. And then when it's time to, when you can physically hold that right knee, either passively or a bit more strongly, pulling the right knee towards the chest or towards the armpit, drawing the knee inwards, holding underneath the knee, or holding the sides of the knee, just holding that right leg somewhere, bending the knee but bringing it in, holding, changing sides as we do, finding a rhythm, feeling the qualities. Is the back quite tight and quite resistant to the movement? Is your back in quite a healthier state where it feels quite natural and easy? Good signals, noticing the signals of moving. And your job is not to force the signals to be a certain way. Your job is to move your attention to what's there and to continually respond to the movements that are offered. Being aware that kindness seems to be the best way to move with your body, not too hard, not too easy, somewhere in between, the Goldilocks effect. Just right, if you can. Find the just right drawing in, how long you hold that knee. So some people like to hold the knee and stay in the stretch and take some conscious breaths. Or just to oscillate the knees, keep changing the knees. Lift your head up to meet the knee, those of you that are comfortable to do that. You might be already doing that movement, letting the face move towards the knee as the knee comes in. Bring both knees to hands now. Let's change to both knees coming up, holding one knee in each hand when you can. Taking some moments to get there, remembering taking away of any rushing. Life is busy enough not to rush in a yoga practice. Making some time for yourself. Hold each knee leisurely, comfortably, being aware of how much effort you place into holding. Open the knees out wide if you can, like a book opening. Or does it feel best to have the knees closer or just to regulate to a place where you can feel okay? If the movement is not okay, leaving the movement out and resting. Holding the knees and then rocking the knees from side to side, so knees up over your body. So you've got extra pressure in the belly and the chest and you're rocking from side to side, swaying. This time you could roll your head with your knees, gentle rocking. Massaging the back, moving in a way that feels right. Wonderful. Listening to the mat, listening to your clothing, listening to your body, listening to your mind, listening, feeling, being present to creating the movement and moving in a way that feels comfortable to move. Pause in the middle space when you are okay to settle back into center, keeping hold of the knees but hold underneath the knees once you come back, and stretch the legs up to the ceiling, stretch the feet up towards the ceiling, legs semi-straight or straighter if you're feeling comfortable, holding with not gripping or straining, holding and having a little bit of a flex or a point of the feet and ankles or a circle of the ankles, holding the legs in a comfortable way. Again, your head can be up here if you want to. It can be quite nice just to leave the head down and have a little bit of a swirl of the ankles. Listening again, sounds, movements, all through the legs, all through the knees and buttocks, hamstrings. Is your breath heavy? Is your breath light? Is it comfortable? Is it quite a straining position on the back, or is the back receiving this double leg stretch quite nicely? Is it just what it needs, or is it a little bit too much to go there? You can bend the knees anytime you like to, or straighten the legs a bit more and bring the legs a bit closer with those arms. Bring more energy into it if you want to. Let yourself down. Let yourself come back to the quality of contact between yourself and the ground. So choosing your own posture now. Whether it's the butterfly position, semi-supine, or legs long and arms on the ground or arms on your body, find a relaxation pose lying down, please. And once you're in that space, let your attention float. Invite your attention to your natural breath, to natural breathing. So watching and feeling the body now breathe. Not in a harsh way, not in a controlling way, but just lightly allowing the body this space to breathe and you to show up for your breathing. Not trying to pull the breath in or push it out. No need to think about breathing. Make a space to feel your breath and body as it is. Allowing yourself to be that way. Allowing yourself to feel yourself as you are. This breath, the only breath, and this moment, new. This breath, never been breathed before, and this moment, new. staying with breathing, when your attention moves away from breathing, and you know it will, and it's not a problem when it goes away from your breathing, wander your attention back to your breathing and begin again. Is your in-breath a little bit more easy to notice than the out-breath? Or do you find yourself naturally feeling more of the out-breath than the in-breath? Or is there equal attention for in-breath and out-breath? Or you find it quite hard to focus on your breathing? Just noticing how you're meeting the practice of awareness of breathing. Just the intention to feel as many breaths as you can. Let go of this attention of breathing. Take some moments to gather yourself and to make your way up to standing, to turn your attention to how do you get from lying down and making the journey up to standing, building your body up to standing, the effort it often takes to get up to standing, whether it's effort in the knees or back, whether you roll to the left or to the right or have a specific way of getting to standing, but coming to standing. And once you do come to standing, bring the hands into a prayer position, in the middle of the hands coming together, in the center of the chest. So hands in a prayer position, letting the arms be nice and close to the body and sort of relaxing the arms in, palms together, sort of the thumbs touching the middle of the chest. Bringing your awareness to your hands, arms and body. Lower the arms down and separate the hands gently. Take the arms, both arms out to the sides and float the arms up like wings going up towards the ceiling. Bring the hands together eventually. Bring the fingertips, palms lightly together. Bring the hands down past the forehead, past the nose, past the chin and throat. And as the hands come down past the chest, start to bend the knees. Bend the knees a little bit. Lower the knees down, bend a little bit, keep the hands going down. When you need to, take those hands apart again, float the arms up to the sky. As the arms go up, straighten the legs, flow the arms up together again, hands touch. Again, being present to the air. When the hands come down the midline of the body, just bending the knees a little bit, pulling the tummy in, lowering, getting a little bit smaller as you come down. When the arms happen to be in the floating up position, coming to your normal height, straightening the legs, flowing up, bringing the hands back together. So a very centering exercise. Flowing the arms. Perhaps breathing in as you take the arms up to the sky. And perhaps, because it's just a perhaps, because if it works, breathing out, coming down. Each time the hands go up towards the sky, if you can, turn the nose up towards the hands. And each time you're coming down again, just bending, pulling the tummy and bending the knees. So feet, you might need to adjust the feet if you haven't done already. It can be hip width apart, could be with feet together, could be feet quite wide apart, what feels right. If it's really fine, going a bit further down through the hips, lowering down, keeping the hands in the prayer position. And actually staying down in this sort of squatting position, so working the legs a little way. If you've got any knee issues, you leave this squatting action out. So being, again, alive to yourself through movement. When you're in the upright position, Please bring yourself back to the upright position. Let the arms drop away from each other. Arms out to the sides a little way. Widen the feet now. So think of a V shape. So feet nice and wide apart, please. A V shape with the legs. Now that right foot, we're going to turn that right foot more to 90 degrees. So deliberately pivot the right foot out to 90 degrees. And the left foot that was pointing more forward, turn that to about 60 degrees. So same direction as the right foot, but not as far. Just over there. Okay. Float the arms up, level with the shoulders. So arms out. Lifting the arms up, level with the shoulders. And looking down that right arm, please. Looking down the right arm. Bend the right knee. And just look at the knee as you bend it. Bend that right knee so it's running in line with the right foot. And if you can, bend and straighten that right leg a couple of times, just keeping the arms still, but bending that right knee and straightening. If you can, keep the knee bent and stay in the position. Pause there. So bending and straightening that right knee, or keeping the knee bent, keeping it there, arms stay in that same position. And looking down the right arm, gently turning the head, looking down, opening the fingers a little way. If it's easy, bend the knee a little bit more, go down a bit lower, hold. Both legs nice and active, so if you can really feel the tension in the legs and knees and thighs, particularly when you're holding, you really feel softening the face. Keep going with it. If you can now, bend that right elbow, bring the right elbow down onto the right thigh and float the left. So the right elbow coming down onto that right thigh. And the left arm coming up over the head now, if you can. Swing it over just a little way. So the right knee still bent, but you're taking the elbow or the hand onto that right thigh. And the left arm over you, sort of leaning over that way. Getting a nice stretch through that left armpit, left shoulder, left rib cage and left hip. Stretching and reaching. Breath will be getting faster, working a bit stronger. Again, flow out of it. Feel the movement coming out. Coming back to the center. And letting the arms again just rest by the sides when you come out. Straightening that right leg, so coming back into middle. Letting the arms just stop. Taking a moment to breathe. And then changing the feet. So bringing both feet to normal position, pointing out, and then turning that left foot more to 90 degrees. So a bit further that left foot, right foot sort of turns towards the left foot, but not as far, sort of 60 degrees. Arms up, level with shoulders, looking down that left arm. And again, looking down at that left knee, and if you can, bending that left knee, bending and straightening that left knee. Ideally, the knee moves in the direction of the foot, but not past the foot, so not bending the knee too much. If it's easy, separate the feet a bit wider apart. If you want to make it stronger, feet nice and wide and bending that left knee quite strongly, but not past the foot ideally, not over the foot, in the direction of the foot. Coming in and out of it, so you might prefer just to test it, feel the sensations again of pressure, of discomfort, and if there's pain, you shouldn't be moving into pain at all. It should be a no pain practice. So if there's pain, feel free to leave the movement out. And if you can, keep that left knee bent when you have done it the next time. Remember, it's just an option to keep the pose still. So if you want a challenge, just bending and staying in there. Left elbow coming down onto that left thigh and the right arm lifting up a little bit and over the head, right arm connected to the right ear or near the right ear and leaning over. So getting a bit of a stretch through that right shoulder, right rib cage, right waist, right hip. And sometimes if there can be almost like a line from that right ankle right up to the right hip, right shoulder, fingertips. So it can be leaning that way. Again, can you make your movement? Can you move? Stay there a bit longer if you're happy to. Your head can be natural. You can just leave the head in its own shape or even turn the head up and look up that right arm if you're still there. Again, bring everything back. Let that right arm and left arm come back by the sides. Straighten the legs. Walk the feet back in towards each other. Come back into the middle place. Come back into the center. Come back into an easeful, restful position. Letting the head balance on the shoulders. Feeling any residue in those shoulders. Any residue in the back, having done a bit of a side stretch. Any residue in the legs, any fatigue in the legs. And let's just stretch out the legs a little bit and we'll do a forward bend from here, so a standing forward bend. So let the head just drop towards let the chin roll down, so you're looking down at your feet, and then roll the body down, let the arms slide down, the legs past the knees, hands can come to the shins or the ankles, so curling down, feeling the back getting a pull and the lower butt in the buttocks and the legs getting the strain as you go down. Have the knees a bit unlocked so you're not forcing the legs too much. It's quite strong, you can feel the intensity when you go into a standing forward bend. Keep the knees bent and pull the tummy in and gradually roll or reverse out of it, a bit like a rag doll if you can. Keep the head and the shoulders soft as you rebuild the spine back up. When you come up, if you can, float the arms out to the front of you and up towards the sky, floating the arms up and looking up at the hands as you come up, going up. And again, when you decide to go down, let the arms just be soft by the sides. Bring a soft approach to letting the head drop down and curl down gradually. So if you're in a rush, why are you rushing? And do you need to rush? Is it serving you to go fast? If you feel to go fast and if it's useful, go fast, but try not to rush. Moving up or moving down, staying down or staying up. Working the legs, working the spine. Pulling the belly in as you come up, so you really help you bring core attention. If the back's a bit tired, it's quite nice to use the hands when you come up. When you come up and look up at the sky, look at the hands up to the sky. If you can, bring the hips a bit further forward so the belly muscles get a bit of a stretch, bow a little bit forward. When you go down, really soften through those shoulders, soften through the neck. If you can, hang down there, try and pause or flop down in a rag doll, so hanging down in the space. Knees unlocked, feet on the earth, knees bent. Feel the intensity of the moment if you can stay down. If you know staying down's not your cup of tea, then coming up into the standing position and just staying in a standing space. If you've chosen to be down, if you can, let go of trying to make or mold your body into any shape. Let the shape unfold to you. Let go as best as you can into the sensations of pressure and tension. And take some deeper breaths to meet the body. if you can, and you're hanging down there, keep the arms limp and relax, but bring some awareness to that right shoulder. And try lifting the right shoulder a little up a little bit, sort of like you're shrugging the right shoulder up a little way, and then totally controlling the movement, allowing that right shoulder to soften down. Let go of your neck and your head. Let it be soft through the head and the neck area. Try and isolate one shoulder, shrugging a shoulder up deliberately, controlling the shoulder down, letting go. Knees are unlocked. One shoulder at a time. And once more, in this moment, take some deliberate attention to coming back to lying back down again. Once more, feeling yourself move down onto the qualities of the mat, letting the legs and the buttocks and the back and the arms and the shoulders and the back of the head find the ground. Into Shavasana or semi-supine, back to lying down, back to listening, not only to the sounds around, listening to the sensations. How do you feel? What's on your mind? Taking some moments to again to tune into your belly and your breathing. Even to rest the hands on the belly now, to deliberately rest both hands on the belly in a comfortable way, letting the hands rest on the belly, physically taking some easy breath down into the belly, holding the breath for a little bit, breathing out through the mouth or out through the nose and just letting the body sigh and not forcing the breath out in any way. Taking a little bit of a deeper breath, but not too sudden, just a gradual breath in, feeling the belly, feeling the chest just a little way, so not a big breath in. And letting the body breathe out and easily. Taking some easy in-breaths, letting the out-breath be spontaneous, not pushing the out-breath out. Keep going with your breathing. Feeling the sensations of your body against the mat. And if you've chosen two hands on your body, deliberately breathing in, feeling the belly a little way, feeling the chest, letting the body breathe out through the mouth or out through the nose, easily and effortlessly, as best as you can. This is the end of the first part of this class, and we'll return for the second part.